What's up, everybody? It is Amrinder Singh. Today, I'm gonna explain new song of Sidhu Moosewala 410, right? So basically, I'm gonna skip the English part sung by Sunny Malton. So we are gonna basically only explain the Punjabi part by Sidhu Moosewala, all right? And in his lines, you will find a lot of new colloquial words, and I'm gonna explain those words. If there is a word which has multiple meanings, I'm gonna also describe to you, all right? So let's get started. All right, then he say 410 beat on holy holy gaddi jave. So 410 is kind of like a highway number, so his car is going slowly, all right? Holy means slowly, all right? B-town, I think he's talking about Brampton. So basically, he is saying his car is on 410 highway and it's going slowly to the Brampton. All right, that's what he's saying. Then he said, Chobar palaje vich gede kaddi jave, sahi. All right, so it means he is riding around the palaja. All right, so gede kadna means like you just wander around, right? Just riding around somewhere, right? Gede kadna. And yeah, chobar. So chobar means a kind of young guy, right? Like a young guy. That's what he's saying, chobar, all right? And there's also another name, gabru, chobar, same thing. It means a young guy, all right? Then he say ring, utton phone vajji jave, right? So Bajana means when something hit you, right? Let's say if a ball hits your head, you can say mere ball bajji, all right? But here Bajana means a ringing, right? Like ring, mera phone bajji jave, all right? Bajana means ring here, all right? Like we say a lot of times, like if somebody's phone ringing, we say tera phone bajji jande, it means it's ringing, all right? And Bajana also means like when somebody is like there's a noise of music or something like that, we say oh bajji janda, right? If there's a somebody playing a harmonium, we say like a bajja, we say bajja bajji janda, all right? So it has two meanings, all right? Then he say phone te ek Toronto naddi saddi jave. So naddi means a girl, all right? So basically, he said my phone is ringing. Then he say a girl is calling me from Toronto, all right? So naddi means a girl here, all right? Then he say lal akhaan wala keda hui janda, all right? I don't know what he's trying to say here, honestly. Lal means, you know, red, right? Akh means eye. It seems like he's saying like my eyes are getting red or something at the night. I don't know, right? But that's what it seems like. So anyway, then he said jime ambrante nera hui janda. So amber means basically is a sky, all right? So we also say asman or amber. Mostly this word amber is used in songs. I don't know many people say that, like mostly people say asman, all right? In shortcut, you could say like a saman, like legs, right? Saman means also your stuff, legs. But sky means asman. But sometimes people make a short, they say saman, all right? So you can be confused sometimes. Are they talking about luggage, like a stuff, or they're talking about sky? But if you follow the context, you can know, right? Here he used amber, jime, all right? So it means like a light is getting like a dark, right? On the sky, all right? That's what it means in these lines. Nera means getting dark, all right? It means dark. Nera. Actually, this word is hanera with H at the beginning, hanera. But people eliminate the H when they talk. They just say nera, all right? So he basically saying, jime, ambrant nera hui janda, all right? So basically, I think he say, first he say my eyes are getting red, like it's getting dark outside, something like that. That's what it means. Then he said chobar di kalli budk di naad, all right? Again, Chopra, he used himself, young guy. So when it says Chopra, young guy, it means kind of, it doesn't mean like a guy who's 15 or 16. It's kind of like adult, young guy, 18, 20 or something, all right? Then he says Chopra di kalli kalli, buduk di naad. Naad means your veins, all right? Budukana means kind of like a vibrating, all right? Or jumping, something like that. So basically he's saying kalli kalli. It means like it's getting dark, the young guy's veins are vibrating, every single vein is vibrating, all right? That's what it means. Then he said lokan paadi hun ta saveera hoi janda, all right? Lokan paadi, it means according to the people, all right? Hun saveera hoi janda, now is going to be morning, all right? So it means according to people, is they think it's going to be morning, right? So paadi means according, and this word pa has also meaning, another meaning, it means also price, right? I could say like if I want to buy something, let's say I want to buy a mangoes, I will say to a person ki pa gaida, all right? Ki pa means versus price, all right? And if I ask you tere paadi ki lagda, right? If there is some kind of like a fruit, we don't know what this fruit name is, I probably wanna guess you. I could say like tere paadi e kiya, tere paadi e kiya. Now here doesn't mean I'm not talking about price here, I mean like according to you what it is, all right? That's how he is using here pa, all right? Lokan de paadi, it means according to the people, all right? Then he said diggi ch drakoa te taun vich killa. Drako, I don't know what he's trying to say. It seems like he's trying to say on the diggi. Diggi means basically your a boot of the car or trunk, I don't know what you call basically. He is saying like on my car trunk there's a weapons or something like that. But taun vich killa, all right? So taun vich killa means kind of like I keep my neck high or something like that, all right? So sometimes people say like odi taun vich killa, it means kind of like he is a big ego, right? Something like that. It could be also like he is a pride himself, or he keep his neck high, something like that. It could be used in negative way, it could be used in positive way. Mostly when people use for their own, is they use a positive way, but if somebody is using for somebody, it's kind of a little negative, like he has ego or something, all right? Taun vich killa. Then he said Brampton bigde hoi chatta da tilla, all right? Tilla means basically a living place where somebody is living, all right? There's also another word for that, dera as well. He could also say dera or tilla, same thing. There's a formal word like a rahash, all right? Rahash, dera, almost like a same. So I could ask you, I could say to you like basically tera kithe dera. Let's say somebody is visiting here in Punjab and you met me. If I want to know like where you are staying, right, I would say like tu kithe rehna itthe, right? This is the one way. I could say teri rahash kithe aa, all right? It's also one way. I could say tu fir kithe dere laaya, right? Something like that. So tilla, won't we use in this situation? Tilla is kind of like your permanent kind of stuff where you live. So basically he is saying the Brampton is a tilla or living place for bigde ho jatta. So bigde means like a bad chas, all right? Bigdna means when it's get worse, all right? Or when somebody become bad. Let's say if there was somebody, he was a really good guy in the school, now he's starting fighting, he become a gangster, we can say like oh bigad gaya, all right? Something like that. So he was saying that Brampton is a place of bigade jatta, right? Or aggressive people or something like that. That's what he's trying to say. Then he said kale sise bass naal hunde vibrate. So bass means, you know, right, bass or bass, whatever you wanna say, vibrate. So it means when he play the music in the car, so his like window glasses, all right, is vibrate because of the bass, ਦੈਨ ਹੀ ਸੀ ਕਾਲੀ ਕਾਲੀ ਰੇਂਜ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੱਜੇ ਅਣਖੀਲਾ. ਸੋ ਰੇਂਜ ਮੀਨ ਹੀ ਠਾਕਰ ਮਤਲਬ ਹਿਸ ਕਾਰ ਰੇਂਜ ਰੋਵਰ ਅਣਖੀਲਾ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਖਾਇਡ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਸਿੰਗਰ ਬੱਜੇ ਨਾਓ ਅਗੇਨ ਹੀ ਯੂਜ ਬੱਜੇ ਰਾਈਟ ਬੱਜੇ ਅਣਖੀਲਾ ਸੋ ਇਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਲਿਸਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਸਿੰਗਰ ਅਣਖੀਲਾ ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਕਾਰ ਰਾਈਟ then he say oh kill kill a killer on the time all right so it means it's time of the killers all right that's what he is saying here then he say real hustle baby any wheeler on the time so you know what he said real hustle baby is english line he speak then he any wheeler on the time so wheeler means kind of like somebody who didn't do anything who just sitting watching tv like they're playing the video basically wheeler means who do nothing all right so he is saying it's like it's time for real hustle it's not time for the wheeler all right I already explained who is a wheeler so it's not time for those lazy people all right top pad pad ke na sadkan te ghum it's 410 baby eh hai dealer da time then he say dope ban ke na sadkan de na war nik let me listen again one second yeah so he say dope ban ke na sadkan de ghum so dope means when somebody dressed up really good all right so basically he is saying to somebody maybe a girl I don't know like don't like go on the roads when you're dressed up so nice something like that it's 410 all right it's 410 time it's a dealer's time right somebody's gonna deal maybe somebody make a deal I don't know what this mean but I think that's what he's trying to say maybe like if you become a dope somebody's gonna sell you I don't know but that's what he's trying to say I told you the meaning of the lines but I don't know what the exact meaning all right if I have to explain these two lines I can but I think there's a hidden meaning behind it all right so yeah that's what he's saying don't become a dope and go around like on the road because it's time of dealers all right a dealer time means it's time of dealers then he says stop sign utte vi gaddi hundi nahi stop so it means where is a stop sign on the road but my car doesn't stop there it's keep going all right then he says license plate dekh ke look they are up so it means when I'm riding my oppositions when they see my car's number plate they just hide themselves all right look na means hiding hide somebody not somebody just hide all right look they are look it means they hide themselves all right then he say pull over chakran ch cop jatt naal wale obsessed cop something like that okay so I listened it again so basically he's trying to say let me listen it again then I'm going to tell you then he say pull over karan de chakran ch pure obsessed ne jatt naal cop or something like that yeah jatt naal baale obsessed cop all right so basically it means the cops they were trying to like a pull over him because the cops are so obsessed with him all right that's what he's saying chakran ch right then he say when he say pull over karan de chakran ch pure something like that I forgot the line the way he said I'm just like paraphrasing it so chakran de vich it means like they're trying all right chakkar has many meanings all right but here it means if I ask you tu ki karan de chakran vich it means what are you trying to do all right in formal probably somebody is going to use koshish tu ki koshish kar rahe hain something like that but in colloquial punjabi we say in a lot of different ways in this situation when you say pull over karan de chakran ch right so it means they're trying to pull over me all right they are obsessed with me that's what he's saying then ਦੈਨ ਹੀ ਸੇ ਭਾਲ ਦਿਆ ਸਾਲੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਗੱਡੀ ਚੋ ਕਰਾਇਕ ਸੋ ਆਈ ਡੋਨਟ ਨੋ ਵਟ ਇਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਔਰ ਵਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਟ੍ਰਾਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਸੇ ਕਰੈਕ ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਆਈ ਡੋਨਟ ਨੋ ਮੇ ਬੀ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਟ੍ਰਾਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਟ੍ਰਾਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਅ ਵੈਪਨ ਇਨ ਮਾਈ ਕਾਰ ਔਰ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ ਰਾਈਟ ਦੈਟਸ ਵਟ ਇਟ ਸੀਮਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਅਗੇਨ ਆਈ ਟੋਲਡ ਯੂ ਭਾਲਣਾ ਮੀਨਸ ਔਰ ਰਾਈਟ ਭਾਲਣਾ ਮੀਨਸ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਟ੍ਰਾਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਨੋ ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਆਈ ਟੋਲਡ ਯੂ ਲੁਕਣਾ ਔਰ ਰਾਈਟ ਲੁਕਣਾ ਮੀਨਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਹਾਈਡ ਭਾਲਣਾ ਮੀਨਸ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਵੈਨ ਯੂ ਟ੍ਰਾਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਲਾਟ ਆਫ ਯੂ ਗਾਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਲਾਈਕ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਡ ਲੱਭਣਾ ਲੱਭਣਾ ਮੀਨਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਔਰ ਰਾਈਟ ਬਟ ਇਨ ਮਾਈ ਏਰੀਆ ਮਾਲਵਾ ਏਰੀਆ ਸੋ ਵੀ ਸੇ ਭਾਲਣਾ ਔਰਾਈਟ ਸੋ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਵਰਡਸ ਲੈਸ ਸੇ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਆਸਕ ਮੀ ਵਟ ਯੂ ਟ੍ਰਾਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਸੇ ਇਨ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਤੂੰ ਕੀ ਭਾਲਦਾ ਜਾਂ ਤੂੰ ਕੀ ਭਾਲੀ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਔਰਾਈਟ ਭਾਲਦਾ ਬਟ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਫਾਊਂਡ ਇਟ ਦੈਨ ਆਮ ਨਾ ਚੀਜ਼ ਭਾਲਦਾ ਆਮ ਗਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਥਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਰਾਈਟ ਲੈਟਸ ਸੇ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਟ੍ਰਾਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਮਾਈ ਫੋਨ ਆਈ ਸੇ ਮੈਂ ਫੋਨ ਭਾਲਦਾ ਔਰ ਫੋਨ ਭਾਲੀ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਵੈਨ ਆਈ ਗਾਟ ਇਟ ਆਈ ਵਿਲ ਸੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਫੋਨ ਥਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਟੂ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਵਰਡਸ ਭਾਲਣਾ ਐਂਡ ਥਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਰਾਈਟ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਇਨ ਪਾਸਟ ਵੀ ਸੇ ਥਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਸੋ ਵੈਨ ਯੂ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਗਾਟ ਇਟ ਸੋ ਬੋਥ ਮੀਨ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਭਾਲਣਾ ਮੀਨਸ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਥਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਮੀਨਸ ਆਈ ਫਾਊਂਡ ਇਟ ਔਰਾਈਟ ਬਟ ਸਮ ਪੀਪਲ ਦੇ ਯੂਜ ਲੱਭਣਾ ਔਰਾਈਟ ਸੋ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਟ੍ਰਾਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਇਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਮੈਂ ਲੱਭੀ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਫਾਊਂਡ ਇਟ ਦੇ ਸੇ ਲੱਭ ਗਿਆ ਔਰਾਈਟ ਸੋ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਓਨਲੀ ਵਨ ਵਰਡ ਵਨ ਵਰਬ ਦੇ ਯੂਜ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਲੱਭਣਾ ਬਟ ਇਨ ਮਾਈ ਏਰੀਆ ਵੀ ਯੂਜ ਟੂ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਔਰਾਈਟ ਭਾਲਣਾ ਮੀਨਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਟ੍ਰਾਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਥਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਇਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਯੂ ਗਾਟ ਇਟ ਔਰਾਈਟ ਦੈਨ ਹੀ ਸੇ ਸਟੀਗ ਮਗਲੋਨਮ ਆਰ ਓ ਨੋ ਆਈ ਕੈਂਟ ਪ੍ਰੋਨਾਊਂਸ ਦਿਸ ਏਰੀਆ ਨੇਮ ਸੋ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਹੀ ਸੇ ਸਟੀਮ ਮਗਲੋਮ ਤੋਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਟਰੈਕ ਇਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਟ੍ਰਾਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਟਰੈਕ ਮੀ ਔਨ ਸਟੀਲ ਮੈਗਲੋਮ ਆਰ ਓ ਨੋ ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਇਸ ਸਮਵੇਅਰ ਇਨ ਟੋਰੋਂਟੋ ਔਰ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਸੋ ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਹੀ ਸਟੀਲ ਮੈਕਲੋਗਨ ਔਰ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਰਾਈਟ ਐਨੀਵੇ ਸੋ ਹੀ ਸੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਅਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਵਿਜਨ 'ਚ ਗੈਪ ਰਾਈ ਵਿਜਨ 'ਚ ਵਿਜਨ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਲਾਈਕ ਯੂਰ ਆਈ ਸਾਈਟ ਸੋ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਹੀ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸ ਬਿਟਵੀਨ ਔਰ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਗੈਪ ਬਿਟਵੀਨ ਮਾਈ ਵਿਜ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਦੇਅਰ ਵਿਜ਼ਨ ਦੈਨ ਹੀ ਸੇ ਮੈਂ ਈਜੀ ਮਨੀ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਅਤੇ ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਬਲੈਕ ਇਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਆਈ ਸੇਅਰ ਈਜੀ ਮਨੀ ਬਟ ਦੇ ਕਾਲ ਇਟ ਅ ਬਲੈਕ ਮਨੀ ਰਾਈ ਦੈਟਸ ਵਟ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਮੀਨ Alright, I think this is that's it. Now it's just the end of the song. So yeah, that's what I was trying to explain. You would find there are like a couple of words you probably don't know. Like the word tilla, alright? Probably palana. I don't know if you know it or not. Another he say pa, alright? Like he just lokan de pa inera hui yanda, like according to the people. These kind of words, it's really hard to find in the books because in the books, it's kind of more the formal word. These are kind of more street talk words, all right? That's why I like to explain these kind of songs because you will find a lot of these kind of words. And it's hard to basically think about these words and make a list and make the podcast. But when you listen a song, it's so easy. They just come in front of you and you can explain those, all right? And another thing is some words using different in different situations, all right? Like I already explained those words. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this lesson and you learn something new today. I'll be back with another lesson in another day.